بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have completed the 20th para today, alhamdulillah. The most important thing is this, that there are certain things Allah Ta'ala would question on the day of Qiyamah. One is, we gave you wealth, and how did you spend it? You must understand that wealth was given by Allah to us as an amanat. You are not free to use how you want to use it. You have to use it how He wants to use it. If you use it how you want to use it, then definitely use it the wrong way. No matter what it is, it's the ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, which you have to use it how He wants it. So we question you how you achieved it too. How you achieved wealth. In other words, wealth can be a blessing for you, and wealth can be a punishment to you. Allah must save us from that. Tonight, one ayat is recited on Qarun. He was in a time of Musa alayhi salam. He was one of the nation, one of part of the nation. But when greed came into him, he went against Musa al-Islam and he went towards Fir'aun. And there, that's where he got close to Fir'aun, and Fir'aun gave him a lot of wealth. According to the Quran, the wealth was the kind that, you know, just for his the key of the treasure that he was holding, they have so many men to carry the key. In other words, from there you understand what wealth he must have got. Endless wealth, you call it. Unlimited wealth. Health, wealth. So much of treasures Allah gave. So even Allah Ta'ala gave, because of greed, he left his own people. And he went to Fir'aun. And he has so much of arrogance in him. Pride. Bragging, boasting. There's like no one like him. And you must know Allah Ta'ala gave this incident, the Quran, not for is for us to learn a lesson from it. That whatever you might have got in you, you must not brag about it. Even if you got knowledge, you cannot brag about it. Even if you got good health, you cannot brag, you cannot boast about wealth. All these things Allah has given you can take away tomorrow. So his own people told him, told Qarun, that you are boasting. And do not have this pride in you, because Allah Ta'ala does not like pride. He reminded him also. So in reply, what do you think he said? Inna man uti, I've got the knowledge to whatever I've received through my own knowledge. Whatever I've been. Now today people talk. I made all the money. I'm the one that is making the business and the business. I made, not that person. So he also said that I have the knowledge of all these things. In other words, he tried to say, Allah Ta'ala not give me anything. Na'ud billah. So he says, my knowledge, through my knowledge, I achieved everything of this thing. However, when this thing, ayat came down, he came down in Makkah Sharif, because the Quraysh to tell Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that if you were very loved by Allah Ta'ala, then you should have a lot of money too. A lot of money. Nabi Karim said that no money, you know, in Islam money is not important. So they told him that, you know, we are Quraysh, because so much of money, because Allah loves us. And also this month, that, you know what, you are not in that category. You are poor and all. So Allah Ta'ala consoles him and comforts him with incident of Qarun. Don't worry, the Qarun was also like this too. And this is what happened to him. And we punished him. In other words, we also said some nation before this war, who we have given even more than this, what we gave to Qarun. So much he gave them. Wonderful, the best of life. But in the end, when they went against us, we punished them. So the Quraysh say, if Allah Ta'ala, why don't Allah Ta'ala punish us too? If we're doing wrong too. But they did not understand that Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not get my nation, my ummah to get punished like the nations before us. So Allah Ta'ala okay, promised him that the nation before you, what they have punished, I will not give your nation. See how we are. Then we go against Allah, Allah Ta'ala will not punish us. Just imagine so many things we go against Allah of Allah. We hurt Allah Ta'ala. You know, He is the one that's giving us everything. We forget Him, but He never forgets us. We are so involved in all kinds of sins, but yet He never clothes our food also. Does not put us in any kind of sickness also. So He told Nabi Karim Sultan that you know that your nation will not be punished like our nation for us. And this kuffar should tell me, if that's the case, then why Allah Ta'ala has punished us? So Allah Ta'ala said, we don't punish us. So in the end, you know, it was Qarun who said this, but that the big lesson behind all this thing, that money that Allah Ta'ala gives you, you are not the owner of it. So when you're not owner of your money, that you must remember the wealth, and you must use it how He wants you, not how you want it. Today man says, it's my money, I can use however I want to. And Allah Ta'ala shows also that I can take that money away, is something that's funny, you call it, you know. Today you got that money, tomorrow it goes away. So many people in our society, you notice that we're so rich, and overnight they lost money. Overnight. If that, you cannot take lesson from it. So in other words, a lesson for all of us too. That how this person, Qarun, has so much of pride in him and arrogance. We must not have that kind of pride in us also. That what happened to them, then take it. So money is something called fani. Fani means can be today with you, tomorrow it goes away. Something that must remain with us all the time is that money must use for the benefit of the hereafter. You can do the best of things, you can eat the best, you can dress the best, you can everything the best. But everything must be for the hereafter. And that money is, what I said in the beginning, is a blessing. Allah forbid if that money brings about that kind of condition that causes bad children in you, causes fitna in you, all kind of wrong, then that's a punishment for us. Allah Almighty is for us. It is a great lesson for us, for every one of us. That you must not have pride, and whatever Allah gives you is from Him is coming. And if Allah will question you that when I gave you that wealth, how you spent it. Likewise, I gave you youth, how you spent your youth. In every way, God. Allah Ta'ala and Umar bin Bofi. Allah has said, 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 اللهم اصنع ربنا ربنا اصلحنا وفقنا وجعلنا اللهم نسالك دعاءك ونعوذ بك من شر ما صلى الله عليه وسلم